Hello again and welcome to day 28 of your mindfulness challenge. Remember, this is your time to take just a few moments to prioritize you. In our rush to get to the next step, the next goal, the next achievement, or the next point of certainty, we often end up skipping over our lives, and sometimes it's really good to slow down, take stock of where we are now, and feel the moment fully. In times such as these, patience can be a really good thing, because we don't yet know how the future is going to play out. A little extra patience could be exactly what we need to unlock a new skill, an insight, or a missing piece of the puzzle that will allow our best selves to thrive. So today, bring some extra patience with you to this practice. Give yourself the space to be fully in this present moment, knowing there's nowhere to go, nothing to do, no one you need to be. Use patience to inspire you to let go of anything that isn't needed in this moment of now, knowing you can't get this wrong. Let's begin. Start by taking a few moments to get yourself really comfortable. You can lie flat on your back. You could settle into your favourite chair, or you can move into a comfortable cross-legged position. Whatever feels good for you. If you've chosen to sit, you may like to place your palms facing upwards on your knees. And if you've chosen to lie down, allow your arms to rest gently by your side, again with your palms facing upwards. As you get really comfortable, take a deep breath in and then let it all out, noticing how your body relaxes further as you exhale deeply and audibly. And as you continue to deepen your breath, gently soften your gaze. Or allow your eyes to softly close so you can turn all your attention and patience to the beautiful world within. I invite you to get curious about what you'll find as you relax into the essence that is you. You may even feel a deeper connection today. As always, please don't force anything here. Instead, just allow whatever wants to be. And with your attention on your breath, allow your breathing to softly deepen. And with each out breath, just relax that a little bit more. With each exhale, allow your body to become heavier and heavier and sink more and more deeply into the ground. And take in the deepest breath you possibly can. And this time as you exhale, allow your shoulders to drop and allow your jaw to soften. You often hold tension here. And take another really deep breath in, and this time see if you can feel your lungs all the way down to the diaphragm. And become aware of any tension in your body. Any tension in your belly, any tension in your head. And use your breathing out, this breathing cycle, just let all that tension melt away. And as your body and mind relaxes into this place of stillness, let patience fill the space. Allow time to slow down. Push off any thoughts of what you need to do later. Let stillness and peace rule. As you follow your breath and let it all go, find that sense of stillness and peace in this mindful moment. Let patience guide you into the nothingness. Let patience take you into the stillness and this expansive space. Notice how you expand, not contract, as you allow patience for this moment to unlock the essence of who you are. Be with this feeling as you inhale. As you exhale, just let go a little more Exhale, even more tension. Just let go. Inhale. And exhale any rushing you have for this moment. If any distracting thoughts do come up, simply let them float on by. Be patient with this moment. Be patient with what's in this moment, knowing it's all you need right now. Use your breath here. Allow the gentle rising and falling of your breathing to magnify the patient stillness that's captured in this release, going deeper, sinking deeper and deeper into the freedom of this present moment. Discovering that this patient act of being present can actually set you free. Just be with this feeling for a few moments as you continue to breathe deeply in your own time. Now gently begin to bring your attention back to your body. Gently wiggle your fingertips and your toes. And when you're ready, gently bat open your eyes. And as you bring today's practice to a close, make a decision to bring just a little more patience into your day ahead. How can you be more patient with yourself? How can you be more patient with your loved ones and other people? How could you be more patient with external circumstances that you can't control? Maybe everything will happen at the perfect time. Who knows? In this case, patience could become your new best friend by allowing you to feel calmer now, knowing you don't yet know everything that lies ahead. As always, I want to thank you so much for sharing your time with me today and the rest of the community. I wish you a beautiful day, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow for day 29 of this mindfulness challenge. Have a great day and take care.